Time for our Tibbetts Talk, and it's continuing the community-sponsored programming with a very, very cool movie that's coming to stage. For a lot of folks, this might be their favorite movie of all time, The Wizard of Oz, and maybe their most viewed movie of all time. In the studio with us is Stephanie Burdick, Matt Biacchini from the Tibbetts. Do you know how many times you've seen Wizard of Oz, Matt?
Countless times, because it was always a big deal in our house when I was a kid, because every year, you know, they'd air it on TV. So my mom would make, like, pizza, and we'd have popcorn, and it was, like, a huge, huge deal. So I can't, from, like, whenever I can remember, it's completely uncountable. Is uncountable? Is that a
That's the term. It is today.
So. It's a big number, is what will...
Well, and for a lot of years, it was, like, the day before Thanksgiving, the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, because I remember actually listening to it, just the audio of it, when you used to be able to pick up, you know, the TV channel on the radio driving around and reciting some of the stuff, too. So, very cool. Memories for you, Stephanie? This is, you were actually in a tour of Wizard of Oz, right?
Yeah. Actually, for the longest time, I was sick of the Wizard of Oz because I was in a Sturgis Civic Players production of it, and then as soon as I closed that, I had a few weeks off and went on tour for several months. That was awesome. And then a few years later, I was actually in the show again, so I have a lot of experience with this show, and so I've been kind of interested in the backstage aspect of it, you know, of the actual movie, and kind of like a lot of other people looking up the, you know, all of the rumors and things that what happened on set and Judy Garland's life with that and how she became a big star. So actually, when we were on tour, we went through her birthplace, but didn't have time to stop.
Well, and she milked it, too, as she got older, as far as all the rumors and, you know, and she kind of spread some of that stuff herself, I think, just, you know, just to have fun with it, right?
I don't know about that. I just watched the new movie on her life, though, and it was pretty tragic.
It did not sound like a
a nice childhood stardom. Yes. Pills and starving and making, you know, sure you fit into the costume and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, but interesting. She used to tell stories about the Munchkins and those kinds of things after the fact and stuff. And there's so many rumors of that, of what went on with them on the set and the, you know, things. Is there a Munchkin hanging in the background and the whole piece of that? So
And that has been proven to be incorrect. When they came out with that a couple of years ago, they came out with a new version of it where you could... this is technology for you, you know, where you could stop it, high def, and you could zoom in and whatever. So what actually happened, if you stop, pause it, zoom in, it's actually a bird from another sound stage. There was...
Well, I actually read they had live birds on the set of that movie to give the forest more depth and more of a surrealistic feel. Okay. They didn't want, like, you know, it to all be a set, so...
And I am going to try and debunk that and say, everyone, go to the Google right now, because I've read a couple of things on that.
Wait, you're debunking what I just said?
Well, I'm just saying, yeah. Okay.
Aww, so, come on now.
Sorry, Matt. The whole thing that I read, and this was years ago.
She's interpreting what you said.
Yes, that's exactly right.
I'm not buying that, but go on.
A few years ago, I read something about how there was another filming that was happening the next stage over, something, and those animals got loose, got onto the Wizard of Oz soundstage, and they didn't have time for production and all of that. They didn't have time to stop and catch them, and it was taking forever. They tried to catch them, and they couldn't, whatever, and they're just like, whatever.
You're making that
roll
up.
I'm not making it. Look it up.
Anyway, the movie itself is going to be shown at the Tibbetts at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, and it's sponsored by the Tibbetts Opera House Endowment, the Children's Programming Fund, and I'm proud to be a member of the Endowment Board. And things like that, we try to support various programming. There haven't been a lot of extra programming going on, so the Endowment Board decided to help fund this showing of this part of the community-sponsored programming, and so it's absolutely free at the Tibbetts. And actually, there's also another twist to this, too, that the author of the Wizard of Oz series of books actually appeared on the Tibbetts stage.
Yeah, that's right. He actually performed for our opening night in 1882.
Maid of Erin.
Yep.
L. Frank Baum.
Now,
was he billed as that? I don't remember.
He was billed under the name of Louis F. Baum.
Okay. So there's an... What, there's trivia there, too, Matt. See?
That's not what... Yeah. No, it's good. Continue.
So the show, and you're gonna do the social distancing piece,
yep.
Asking people to wear masks while
they're masks
there.
When they come in, yep. And when they're moving around, we will have concessions available. And like you said, it's free. It is by donation. So if you walk in and have a couple of bucks to chuck in the donation bucket, we would appreciate it.
All right. Should be a lot of fun. Again, and seeing it on the big screen, the really big screen. Because most everybody's seen it. Like for years, sometimes, you know, even saw it just on black and white TV, mm-hmm. or just on your small TV at home. Now a chance to, you know, huge.
Yep, massive screen. Just come in, like we've said, even if you've seen it 100 times, just come in and absorb it.
Yeah, bring your kids. Again, and there might be a lot of kids who haven't seen it, younger ones, because it hasn't really been on quite so much lately, so.
That's
probably
true.
Yeah.
But there are also some, I imagine we might get some little girls dressed up with, you know, the ruby slippers. We're cool with that. I would love to take some marketing pictures of that. So there's my little plug.
Maybe I'll come dressed as a scarecrow.
Okay. Oh, okay, good. I thought you were going to say, maybe I was going to bring my little gingham dress.
No, I gave that away.
So. Oh, good.
But should be a lot of fun.
I enjoy it, too. Thank you, Ken.
This Saturday afternoon, it's just under 2 hours, so you know the kids should be enthralled for the whole thing, beginning at 4 o'clock at the Tibbetts Opera House. It's the Tibbetts Community Sponsored Programming presenting The Wizard of Oz, a chance to reopen the theater and get something going now. And you've got the Oscar. Your shorts coming up here. You've got, I know, the Tibbetts Young Audiences show coming up in a little while, too. So we'll talk about that in future Tibbetts Talk segments. But thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
It's Matt Biacchini and Stephanie Burdick from the Tibbetts with us as we get ready for The Wizard of Oz on stage on screen, the original movie, on screen this Saturday afternoon at the Tibbetts on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.